Is he at Ford's already, Thinkstar?
Sure he is by this, or will be presently. But truly, he's very courageous, mad about his throwing into the water. Mrs. Ford desires you to come suddenly.
I'll be with her by and by. I'll but bring my young man here to school. Oh, look where his master comes. 'Tis a playing day, I see. How now, Sir Hugh? No school today?
No, Master Slender has let the boys leave to play.
Bless him of his heart.
Sir Hugh, my husband says my son profits nothing in the world at his book. I pray you, ask him some questions in his accident.
Come hither, William. Hold up your head. Come.
Come on, sirrah, hold up your head. Answer your master. Be not afraid.
William, how many numbers is in nouns?
Two.
Surely I thought there'd been one number more, because they say odds now.
Peace, your tuttlings. What is fair, William?
Polka.
Polecats? There are fairer things than polecats, sure.
You're a very simplicity woman, I pray you peace. What is lapis, William?
A stone.
And what is a stone, William?
A pebble.
No, it is lapis, I pray you remember in your brain.
Lapis.
That is good, William. What is he, William, that does lend articles?
Articles are bold of the pronoun and be thus declined. Singulariter, nominativo, hic, haec, hoc.
Nominativo, hig, hag, hog. Pray you, Mark. Genitivo, huius. Well, what is your accusative case?
Accusativo, hinc.
I pray you have your remembrance, child. Accusativo hing hang hog.
Hang hog is Latin for bacon, or weren't you?
Leave your prabbles, woman. What is the focative case, William?
O, focativo, O.
Remember, William, focative is carrot.
And that's a good root.
Woman, forbear.
Peace.
What is your genitive case plural, William?
Genitive case?
Aye.
Genitive, horum, harum, horum.
Vengeance of Jimmy's case, Sion, and never name a child if you be a whore.
For shame, woman!
You do ill to teach the child such words. He teaches him to hick and to hack, which they'll do fast enough themselves, and to call horum. Fie upon you.
Woman, art thou lunacies? Hast thou no understanding for the cases and the numbers of the genders? Thou art as foolish Christian creatures as I would desire.
Now, I want Bridget, hold thy peace.
Show me now, William, some declensions of your pronouns.
Forsooth, I have forgotten.
Oh. It is qui, qui, quad. If you forgot your quies, your quies, and your quads, you must be preaches. Oh. Go your ways and play. Go.
Oh, he is a better scholar than I thought he was.
He is a good sprag memory. Farewell, Mr. Spade.
Adieu, good Sir Hugh. Get you home, boy. Come, we stay too long.
Your sorrow has eaten up my sufferance. I see your obsequious in your love. And I profess requital to a hair's breadth, not only, Mrs. Ford, in the simple office of love, but in all the accoutrement, compliment, and ceremony of it. But are you sure of your husband now?
He's a bird.
What ho, Gossip Ford! What ho!
Step into the chamber, Sir John.
How now, sweetheart? Who's at home beside yourself?
Why, none but mine own people.
Indeed.
No, certainly. Speak louder. Truly, I am so glad you have nobody here. Why?
Why, woman, your husband is in his old looms again.
Oh.
He so takes on yonder with my husband, so rails against all married mankind, so curses all Eve's daughters of what complexion soever, and so buffets himself on the forehead, crying,
peer out, that any madness I ever yet beheld seemed but tameness, civility, and patience to this his distemper he is in now. I am glad the fat knight is not here.
Why does he talk of him?
Of none but him, and swears he was carried out the last time he searched for him in a basket. Pretends to my husband he is now here, and has drawn him and the rest of their company from their sport to make another experiment of his suspicion. But I am glad the knight is not here. Now he shall see his own foolery.
Well, how near is he, Mistress Page?
Hard by, at street end. He will be here anon.
Oh, I am undone. The knight is here. Oh,
why, then you are utterly shamed, and he's but a dead man. Oh, what a woman are you. Away with him, away with him. Better shame than murder.
Oh, which way should he go? How should I bestow him? Oh, should I put him in the basket again?
No. Oh. I'll come no more in the basket. May I not go out ere he come?
Alas, three of Mr. Ford's brothers watch the door with pistols.
Oh, no.
And none shall issue out. Otherwise, you might slip away ere he came. What made you here?
What shall I do? I'll creep up into the chimney.
Oh, there they always use to discharge their burning pieces. Creep into the kiln.
Where is it?
Oh, he must be there, on my word. Neither press, carpet, chest, trunk, well, vault. But he has an abstract for the remembrance of his places and goes to them by the note.
There's no hiding in the house.
I'll go out then.
If you go out in your own semblance, you die, Sir John. Unless you go out disguised.
How might we disguise him?
Oh, alas, the day I know not. There is no woman's gown big enough for him. Otherwise, he might put on a hat, a muffler, and a kerchief, and so escape.
Oh, good hearts, devise something, any extremity, rather than a mischief.
My maid's aunt, the fat woman of Brainford, has a gown above.
Oh, my word, it will serve him. Yes. She's as big as he is, and there's her thrummed hat and her muffler. Run up, Sir John. Yes.
Go, sweet Sir John. Mrs. Page and I will look some linen for your head.
Quick, we'll come dress you straight. Put on the gown the while. Why, would my husband would meet him in this shape? He cannot abide the old woman of Brainford. He swears she's a witch, the bane of my house, and a threatened to be.
Heaven guide him to thy husband's cudgel, and the devil guide his cudgel afterwards.
But is my husband coming?
Aye, in good sadness is he, and he walks at the basket, too, howsoever he hath had intelligence.
We'll try that. I'll appoint my men to carry the basket again, to meet him at the door, just the way they did the last time.
Oh, neighbors, he'll be here presently. Let's go dress him like the Witch of Brave.
I first direct my men what shall they do with the basket. Go up. I'll bring linen for him straight.
Oh, hang him, dishonest varlet. We cannot misuse him enough. We'll leave a proof by that which we will do. Wives may be merry and yet honest, too. We do not act that often jest and laugh. 'Tis old but true. Still, swine eats all the drops.
Go, sirs. Take the basket again on your shoulder. Your master is hard at the door. If he bid you set it down, obey him. Quickly, just that.
Oh, come, take it up.
Pray heaven it be not full of night again.
I hope not. I'd as leave as bear so much lead.
Aye, but if it's true, Master Page, have you any way then to unfool me again? Set down the basket, villain. Somebody call my wife. You? In a basket. You panderly rascal. There's a knot, a gin, a pack, a conspiracy against me. No, shall the devil be shamed. What? Wife, I say, come forth. Behold what honest clothes you send forth to bleach.
Oh, why, this passes, Master Ford. You are not to go loose any longer. You must be pinioned.
Why, this is lunatic. Oh, this is mad, as a mad dog.
Indeed, Master Ford, this is not well indeed.
So say I too, sir. Come hither, Mistress Ford. Mistress Ford, the honest woman, the modest wife, the virtuous creature that hath the jealous fool to her husband. I suspect without cause. Mistress, do I?
Heaven be my witness, you do, if you suspect me in any dishonesty.
Well said, Brazen Face. Hold it out. Come forth, Stella.
Are you not ashamed? Leave the prisoner.
I shall find you
anon. Tis unreasonable. Will you take up your wife's clothes?
Come away.
Empty the basket, I say.
Why, then? Why?
Master Page, as I am a man, there was one conveyed out of my house yesterday in this basket. Why may not he be here again? In my house, I'm sure he is. My intelligence is true. My jealousy is reasonable. Pluck me out all the men.
Did you find a man there, you thou loser?
Here's no man.
By my fidelity, this is not well, Master Ford. This runs you.
Master Ford, you must pray and not follow the imaginations of your own heart. This is jealousy.
He's not here. I seek for.
No, nor nobody else but in your brain.
Help me to search. Search my house this one time. If I find out what I seek, show no colour for my extremity. Let me forever be a table sport. Let them say of me, as jealous as Ford, that searched a hollow walnut for his wife's leman. Satisfy me once more. Once more, search with me.
What, oh, Mr. Day? Come you and the old woman down.
What?
My husband will come into the chamber.
Old woman? What old woman's that?
Why, it is my maid's aunt of Brainford.
A witch! A queen! An old cousining queen! Have I not forbid her my house? She comes to bed with us, does she? We are simple men. We do not know what's brought to pass under the profession of fortune-telling. She works by charms, by spells, by the figure, and such daubry as this is. Beyond our element, we know nothing. Come down, you witch! You hag, you! Come down, I say!
Good sweet husband! Oh, gentlemen, let us not strike the old woman. Come, Mother Pratt, come. Give me your hand.
I'll pat her! Out of my door, you witch! You rag! You baggage! You polecat! You runyon! You... Oh! I'll cut you! I'll portray you!
Oh, are you not ashamed? I think you will kill the poor woman.
Nay, he will do it. She did goodly credit for you.
Hang her, witch!
Boy, yea and no, I think the woman is a witch indeed. I like not when a woman has a great beard. I spy a great beard under his muffler.
Will you follow, gentlemen? I beseech you follow. See but the issue of my jealousy. If I cry out thus upon no trail, never trust me when I open again.
Oh, let's obey his humor a little further. Come, gentlemen.
Oh, trust me, he beat him most pitifully.
By the mere fact, he did not. He beat him most unpitifully, little.
I'll have the cudgel hallowed and hung at the altar. It has done meritorious service.
What, thank you, may we, the warrant of womanhood and the witness of a good conscience, pursue him with any further revenge?
The spirit of wantonness is sure scared out of him. If the devil have him not increased him for with time and recovery, he will never, I think, in the way of waste, to tempt us again.
Shall we tell our husband how we have served him?
Oh, yes, by all means. If it be but to scrape the figures out of your husband's brain. If they can find in their hearts the poor, unvirtuous fat knight shall be any further afflicted, we too will still be the minister.
I'll warrant they'll have him publicly shamed, and methinks there'll be no period to the jest should he not be publicly shamed.
Come to the forge with it, then shape it. I would not have things cool.
Sir, the Germans desire to have three of your horses. The Duke himself will be tomorrow at court, and they're going to meet him.
What Duke should that be come so secretly? I hear not of him in the court. Let me speak with the gentleman. They speak English.
Aye, sir. I'll call him to you.
I shall have my horses, but I'll make them pay. I'll source them. I've had my house a week at command. I've turned away my other guests. Well, they must come off. I'll source them. Come.
One of the best expressions of a woman as ever I did look upon.
And did he send you both these letters at an instant?
Within a quarter of an hour.
Pardon me, wife. Henceforth, do what thou wilt. I rather will suspect the sun with colds than thee with wanton. Now doth thy honour stand in him that was of late an heretic, as firm as faith.
Tis well, no more. Be not as extreme in submission as in offence.
But let our plot go forward. Let our wives yet once again, to make us public sport, appoint a meeting with this old fat fellow, where we may take him and disgrace him for.
There is no better way than that they spoke of.
How?
to send him where they'll meet him in the park at midnight. Oh, fine, fine, he'll never come.
You say he has been thrown in the rivers and has been grievously beaten as an old woman. Methinks there should be terrors in him that he should not come. Methinks his flesh is punished. He shall have no desire.
So think I too.
Devise for how you will use him when he comes, and let us too devise to bring him thither.
There is an old tale goes that Herne the Hunter, sometime a keeper here in Windsor Forest, doth all the winter time at still midnight walk round about an oak with great ragged horns, and there he blasts the tree and takes the cattle and makes milch kine yield blood and shakes a chain in a most hideous and dreadful manner. Oh, you have heard of such a spirit. And well you know the superstitious idle-headed eld received and did deliver to our age this tale of Herne the Hunter for a truth.
Why, yet there want not many that do fear in deep of night to walk by this Herne's oak. But what of this?
This is our device. That Falstaff at that oak shall meet with us, disguised like Herne, with huge horns on his head.
Well, let it not be doubted that he'll come, and in this shape. When you have brought him thither, what shall be done with him? What is your plot?
Aha, that likewise have we thought upon. And thus, Nan Page, my daughter, and my little son, and three or four more of their growth, will dress like urchins, oops, and fairies, green and white, with rounds of waxen tapers on their heads and rattles in their hands. Upon a sudden, as Falstaff, she and I are newly met, let them from forth a saw pit rush at once with some diffused song. Upon their sight, we too in great amazedness will fly. Then let them all encircle him about and fairy-like to pinch the unclean knight and ask him why that hour of fairy revel in their so sacred parts he dares to tread in shape so plain.
And shall he tell the truth, let the supposed fairies pinch him sound and burn him with their tapers.
The truth being known, we'll all present ourselves, deform the spirit, and muck him home to Windsor.
The children must be practiced well to this, or they'll ne'er do it.
I will teach the children their behaviors, and I will be like a jackanapes also, to burn the night with my taper.
That will be excellent. I'll go by the vizard.
My Nan shall be the queen of all the fairies, finely attired in their robe of white.
That silk will I go by. And in that tire shall Master Slender steal my Nan away and marry her at Eton. Go, send to Falstaff's shape.
Nay, I'll to him again in name of Broom. He'll tell me all his purpose. Sure he'll come.
Fear not you that. Go, get us properties and tricking for our fairy.
Let us about it. It is admirable pleasures and very honest knavery.
Go, Mr. Ford, send quickly to Sir John to know his mind. I'll to the doctor. He has my goodwill. And none but he to marry with Nan Page. That Slender, though well-landed, is an idiot. And he, my husband, best of all affects. The doctor is well-moneyed, and his friends potent at court. He, none but he, shall have her, though 20,000 worthier come to crave her.
What, 6 guineas, breathe, breathe, discuss.
Marry, I...
Breathe, short, quick, snap.
Married, sir, I've come to speak with Sir John Falstaff and Master Slender.
There's his chamber, his house, his castle, his standing bed and truckle bed. 'Tis painted about for the story of the prodigal, fresh and new. Go, knock and call. He'll speak like an anthropophaginian unto thee.
Marry,
knock, I say.
There's an old woman, a fat woman, gone up into his chamber. I'll be so bold as to stay, sir, till she come down. I come to speak to her, indeed.
A fat woman? The knight may be robbed. I'll call. Bully knight! Bully Sir John! Speak from thy lungs, military! Art thou there? It's thine host, thine Ephesian cause.
Oh, now mine host.
Here's a Bohemian Tartar tarries the coming down of thy fat woman. Let her descend, bully. Let her descend. My chambers are honorable. Thy privacy, fine.
There was, mine host, an old fat woman, even now with me. But she's gone.
Pray you, sir, was not the wise woman of Brainford?
Aye, Mary, was it, muscle shell? What would you with her?
My master, sir, my master Slender, sent to her, seeing her go through the streets, to know, sir, whether one nymph, sir, that beguiled him of a chain, had the chain or no.
I speak with the old woman about it.
What says she? I pray, sir.
Mary, she says that the very same man that beguiled Master Slender of his chain cousined him of it.
Oh. I would I could have spoken with the old woman herself. I had other things to have spoken with her, too, from him.
What are they? Let us know.
All right, come quick.
Oh, I may not conceal them, sir.
Conceal them or thou diest?
Why, sir, they were nothing but about Mrs. Ampage to know if it were my master's fortune to have her or no.
Tis his fortune.
What, sir?
To have her or no. Go, say the woman told me so.
May I be bold to say so?
Nay, sir, who more bold?
I thank your worship. Oh, I shall make my master glad with these tidings.
thou art clerkly.
Thou art clerkly, Sir John. Was there a wise woman with thee?
Aye, that there was, mine host. One that has taught me more wit than ever I had before in my life. And I paid nothing for it neither, but was paid for my learning.
Well, sir, let's cousinage.
Where be my horses? Speak well of them, Barletto.
Run away with the cousins. As soon as I came beyond Eton, they threw me off from behind one of them in a slough of mire and set spurs in the way like three German devils, three Dr. Faustasses.
They are gone but to meet the Duke, villain. Do not say they be fled. Germans are honest men.
Where is my horse?
What is the matter, sir?
Have a care of your entertainment. There is a friend of mine come to town, tells me there is three cousin Germans that has cousined all the hosts of Reddins, of Maidenhead, of Colebrook, of horses and money.
Oh.
I tell you for good will, look you. You are wise and full of jibes and floating snocks, and 'tis not convenient you should be cousined. Fare you well.
Oh.
Where is mine horse de Gartel?
Here, Master Doctor, in perplexity and doubtful dilemma.
Oh. I cannot tell what is that, but it is tell me that you make grand preparation for a Duke of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
By my troth, there is no Duke that the court is know to come.
Oh.
I tell this for your goodwill. Adieu.
You and cry, villain, go! Assist me, knight, I am undone. Fly, run, you and cry, villain, I am undone.
Would all the world might be cousined, for I've been cousined and beaten too. Oh, if it should come to the ear of the court, how I've been transformed, and how my transformation has been washed and cuddled, they would milk me out of my fat drop by drop, and lick a fisherman's boots with me. I warrant they would whip me with their fine wits, till I would as crestfallen as a dried pear. I never prospered since I forswore myself at Primero. Well, if my wind were but long enough, I would repent. Now, whence come you?
From the two parties, forsooth.
The devil take one party and his damn the other. And so they shall be both bestowed. I suffered more for their sake, more than the villainous inconstancy of man's disposition is able to bear.
And have not they suffered?
Huh?
Yes, I warrant, especially one of them, Mistress Ford. Oh. Good heart is beaten black and blue that you cannot see a white spot about
her. What tells thou me of black and blue? I was beaten myself into all the colours of the rainbow, and I was like to be apprehended for the witch of Brainford. But that my admirable dexterity of wit, my counterfeiting the action of an old woman, delivered me. The knave constable had sent me in the stocks. In the common stocks for a witch.
Now, sir, let me speak with you in your chamber. Hear how things go, and I warrant to your content. Here's the letter will say somewhat. Good heart. What a to-do here is to bring you together. Sure, one of you does not serve heaven well that you're so cross.
Come up into my chamber.